Let's do some 130 news with Jake.
Big Dan, here's my note.
Raisin Trains!
So news started to trickle out over the weekend from the Dominican Republic that former Red Sox star David Ortiz had been shot at a bar Sunday night. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with what's been going on in the DR, but we got major problems down there for a place that is typically thought to be a very relatively safe place for the tourists. There's been like five or six Americans that have died there mysteriously in the past couple months. They think it's all poison. And these are people at like Punta Cana resorts.
Really?
That have just dropped dead. A lady got beat up. There's a picture that went viral of her face was just destroyed from some guy that just attacked her. And I believe that was in Punta Cana too. And so over the last
month... That's not good for tourism.
No, it's not.
I would give that one star.
One star?
Yes.
This is... Give them one star. That's zero. That's negative.
Well,
stars.
The pool's nice. Then
I just want them to know it's like tipping
the mini bar.
You could tip zero, or you could tip a penny.
But this is Santa
the one thing lets them know you're thinking about them.
Yeah, I think Big Poppy was. Yeah,
I enjoyed Santa Domingo. We were down there, and it's a fun little city.
So
it's a bummer.
Did you get poisoned?
No, I was unscathed. We were just doing mission stuff, but it was a cool city. Fun scene.
So initially, he's shot in the back, and everyone is, oh, this is horrible. Please, worst day ever. When will this Sunday end? You know? That's what you say whenever something bad happens. When
Totes.
Will fill in the blank end? It's not going to be better tomorrow. Narrator voice. So the security footage has come out, and it's pretty clear that this was a targeted hit. To refer back to our 12:15 segment regarding assassinations and hitmen, I think if someone walks up behind you and shoots you in the back, I don't think it was just a melee that broke out and a gun went off. Someone was trying to kill David Ortiz.
Jeez.
So that part is basically all but confirmed based on the surveillance footage, but if we are going to go to total trash and gossip website, The Daily Mail, out of the UK, which is just that. They report a lot of really, really salacious and I think sometimes erroneous stuff. They are saying that they have had three law enforcement sources in the DR confirm to them that the motive was that Ortiz was shot by two police officers that had been hired by a Dominican drug lord who believed that Ortiz was having an affair with his wife.
Oh, dear.
There is also a video.
How's the Daily Mail getting three different Dominican Republic police sources?
There is also a video from the hospital that allegedly shows Ortiz's wife and his alleged mistress duking it out. Got a lady fight.
All right.
At the hospital.
A video, you said?
There's a video, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
And is it really his wife? I mean, can't we figure that out?
Well, the thing about whenever girls fight... It's not exactly like they just stand up and like square up and each start throwing jabs. They kind of just grab each other and...
Yeah.
So it's tough totally. To get a facial ID. You know what I mean? There's really no clear shot of their face. People are down there just saying this is... Okay. And there's also a video of Ortiz's crew beating the brakes off of this guy outside this club. And it appears the police are kind of just standing there.
The guy who shot him?
Yeah. And he is... All kinds of messed up. People are kicking him in the face. There's a photo of him from the hospital where it's surprising he's alive. Turns out coming for Big Poppy in Santo Domingo is a reckless decision on the part of a hitman.
Yeah,
is he like the king there? Like, they gotta love him.
Gotta
right?
be.
Oh, he's way up the list. But
he might be below drug lord, though.
This with our international athletes from difficult parts of the world.
All of them.
They always have to... go through this decision-making process. Now, if you're involved in extramarital situations with drug lords or women, I suppose that comes at your own peril. But let's just discuss the, where do I live when I'm done playing? Do I go back to where I'm from and be me? and live in a less than secure environment, but they can never accuse me of straying from my roots? Or do I set up shop in the United States, Dan, my new adopted country, and then have everybody from my homeland calling me a sellout and saying I forgot where I came from? And I imagine once you break like the $200 million threshold, that's a real decision that you probably can't win either way.
Plus, you got price per square foot. You think that's better in Boston or?
I would imagine $200 million can get you quite a spread in the DR, but nevertheless, now you're worried about people robbing you all the time or trying to rob you because
kidnapping somebody you know,
you
right?
You seem to
Don't
stick
they do
out.
That?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Is that the right country or is that somewhere else?
Well, it's a
all
big,
of Latin America.
It's a very large region.
South America, yeah.
Where, yes, I'll say it again.
Like you can go to school for that, right? Learn kidnapping techniques. Right.
It's where you have to sign a waiver that if you are taking hostage, they are not negotiating for your release. And you understand that when you go.
I think I told you guys before, there was a documentary I watched. It was I think it's Lamanda Bala. I think it's Silver Bullet maybe, but it's all about the Rio anti-kidnapping squad. And it's in Spanish, it's subtitled. It's kind of tough to keep up with, but the thing that I remember stuck out to me was they said it's pretty common for when you get kidnapped and thrown into the back of a truck or a trunk, there's someone else already in there. Like you can't even get your own exclusive kidnapping experience. You're like, I got to share this.
And that's not cool.
It's so rampant that
person in there smells. And
yeah,
everything.
Yeah. Geez, this guy's talking so much. Is I getting in a bad Uber pool?
Wonder if there's ever been a love connection made though. You know, meet your future wife.
Yeah, you think you've got no time left? All right, one more quick one here. As we're gonna play catch up all week on things that I missed whenever I was gone. So we're gonna get to like 4 and 5 day old news because that's how the news works.
It's all right.
There is a push in Colorado to tear down Columbine High School. There was an open letter from, I believe, the superintendent that they have such a problem. If you recall, we had the story just a couple months ago of that lady from Florida who crossed the country and was geared up looking to do some sort of violence in the Columbine area and reportedly was obsessed with the shooters and wanted to go to the school. And they have tourists, and it's like a macabre sightseeing type thing that people want to go there, and they just are like, look, we want to be done with this.
You know what they should do?
So you think bulldozing the school and building a new one on top of it would stop this?
They maybe you at least have to change the name, which I don't think is part of this.
Well, I have an idea.
I was wondering if they would, you know, like at an old ballpark.
Okay, hold on. Dad's got an idea.
Like, you know, like you could buy a seat at Fenway if I could like bid on Eric Harris's locker.
Dude.
I'm going to brace
That's
for
a bad
your,
idea.
I'm going to brace obsessed. For your idea.
No, put my
it,
idea.
Put it up in my office.
No, you rename it. First of all, right? Columbine.
Sure.
Let's just rename it.
Right.
Name it Jefferson Davis High School.
What about
or Robert E. Lee High School?
What if they named
like just
it
go there and then school, you got a whole new thing?
School McShooty Shoot Face.
Yeah, I don't know if
just
that's
get a great
idea.
Confederate leader. Name it after them, and then you got a whole new thing that you'll forget about this thing over here.
Well,
and then deal with that for like a decade,
option.
And then everyone will forget about the other one.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? They have to vote this thing?
I think it is going to be put to... The problem is it's very expensive.
Yeah.
To knock down a school and build a complete new one. They did demolish Sandy Hook in 2013.
Did they really?
A year after the elementary school shooting.
Just so you couldn't actually prove that it happened?
Right.
Isn't that the one where people said it didn't happen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people.
Great
they're,
world.
They're crisis actors, you know?
Why don't we just bulldoze the world and try it again?
We're getting there, and there's your news.
Yay!